Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrin and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? We are less than 24 hours away to the opening kickoff of the 2018 football season. I am your host, Steve Halepka, here again tonight with another Super Flexible Podcast. Joined by my boys, Swags. What's going on, Swags?
How's it going, man?
I'm good, man. I'm stressed right now. I'm in the middle of a draft right now. 10-teamer, big-time home league. We got some IDP currently in the second round. Tudrin's going to join us in a hot second here.
He is here.
Awesome. What's up, Tudrin?
Tudrin, we started without you only because we just decided we'd have some of his draft talk while it's going on while we were waiting for you. So how's it going?
I like it. That's right. Steve's drafting.
Yeah. Luckily, it's early enough. It's only the second round. So I had the third pick overall in a 10-teamer. I got DJ with my first pick.
Nice.
And yeah, so big interesting thing here. Le'Veon Bell went eighth.
I was going to ask, how far did he go?
Yeah. Went eighth, which I didn't think was too late, to be honest. Like, I thought that was pretty good value for him there. I mean, obviously, we'll see when James Conner goes. Like, that's the big question, right? Like,
I was about to say, how early is that guy going to have to jump in
and
make sure he gets him?
I know. Well, I'm on the deck right now, and Melvin Gordon is sitting me in the face if he doesn't go right now at 17.
Yep.
My fingers are crossed, my toes are crossed, and I'm super excited to see if I can get Melvin Gordon. But we'll definitely talk about my draft as it goes on. But tons of news and notes to get to, and Melvin Gordon is there, so I'm just going to run in and get him. So nice. Melvin like Gordon it. And DK to start. My running backs are set. This is a start two, running back two, receiver one flex with some funky IDP. So let's just lock in Melvin Gordon right now. Tonight on the Super Flexible Podcast, of course, a ton of NFL news and notes. Big news, Le'Veon Bell holding out. We're going to talk about some tough week one calls for your rosters. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell will not be participating, will not be a tough call for you. And then a boatload of trades. I know Tudrin has done a lot of work here, got a boatload of trades to talk about tonight as well. So before we get into all that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. So Swags, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
I'm at @DFF_swag.
Awesome. What about you, Tudrin?
@FL2DrinkMinimum and @SuperflexPod. Man, I threw a bunch of them trades down there. We don't have to get to them all.
Hey, man, if we can knock them out, I'm down for helping the listeners out. Like, that's my golden night. Make sure you're ready for week one. So I'm all for it.
So, Steve, you have to have one of the latest drafts in the season going on right now before we get in. Like, the night before it all starts and you get to be drafting after all the news that's happened the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's wild, man. Like, it's a lot of fun. We do this league every year. This is definitely the latest we've ever drafted for it. 10-team, like, home league. Pretty deep roster. I think it's, like 8 or 9-man benches. So you're getting a lot of picks off the board here. But it's great to have all the information ready to go. Like, basically, who's ready for week one, who's not ready for week one. So, yeah, man, it's awesome. I'm digging it.
So how are we feeling on Bell?
Oh, God. That's, like, I'm scared, man. Like, the big thing was, go into the season, did anyone have this at all? Like, did any podcaster, any guy that you read, really think about Bell sitting out for the first week? I didn't see any of this anywhere.
The first week, let alone maybe 10 games?
Crazy.
No.
Like, so yeah, he's the actual time frame, he's got to be back by, I think, November 15th in order to for this year to count. And then he will be able to be a free agent next year. So if he's not back on the Steelers signing that tender by the 15th, he will end up being a Steeler, I guess, until next year as well, which is just nuts. So some wild stuff going on there. The interesting thing here, so obviously James Conner is a massive waiver wire pickup. If he's in any waiver wire, definitely huge priority there. Get him ready to go. Budget-wise, so let me ask you, Tudrin, budget-wise, like how much of your fab budget are you picking up for James Conner right now?
Man, I mean, I guess it depends on where you feel about Lev. If you think he's back in a couple weeks, then I'm not going to waste too much. But good Lord, if you think he's not back until mid-November, like you're talking about, then I'm probably going 50%. Like, I don't mind spending it. I just saw guys like Alfred Morris and Adrian Peterson go for 100% of budget, like in Scott Fishbowl.
Dude, right?
Did you guys see that? So
the same thing in my league. My division, should I say. Yeah.
I mean, I saw that across the board. I also saw where those guys went for like 25 and 15 in other leagues. So that fab is one of the craziest things that is so vital from one league to the other. But yeah, if you feel like you're going to get 4 or 5, maybe, you know, maybe to that November, 8 games out of James Conner, then I'd throw 50% at it to have it, especially in redraft.
How much did you guys throw at Alfred Morris?
I think it was like 25%, something like that.
I won Alfred Morris
for, nice.
For 100
for $55 in my league.
See, so, but yeah, dude, that's about, I threw 40 and I felt rich, and then he got snagged up for 100, him and AP.
But then you can't feel too bad about that in your league. Like, all right, those two people are out on fab. Yeah, they got $0, but at least you know they had to spend it to get them there.
Yeah, good point.
I put 37 on Adrian Peterson, and I believe he went for 85 in my league. So,
oh, yeah.
What do you think? Is
like, I was never going that far. Just, yeah. Also true. I think we get one more, right? Late or something like that.
I think so. Yeah. So, but it's crazy week where, you know, someone gets a tears or ACL and you have to pick somebody else up. Like, there's not a lot of chance here.
Do you guys feel fab differently early on in the season compared to later? Like, are you more willing to take that shot early and spend a bunch because you're going to get, say, maybe not James Conner case, but in the fingers crossed of like Alfred Morris, where you might get 16 games out of this guy? Or do you think it's more valuable to keep some of that money and, like, say week 13, I really need that guy and I can throw $20 or $30 on him? Like,
so Swags, you can start. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great question. It depends on my team and situation, I think. I'm probably like that. That was kind of where I was with those guys around the $40 right. range. And again, I felt kind of rich, but in Scott Fishbowl, I mean, it's pretty depleted. So it would have been nice to have some of those guys after losing Geis. Steve, I think you're a Geis owner in that as well.
It sucked.
So it sucked. I'll tell you, I don't know if I wanted to spend $100, but this is what happened with me after I didn't get it. I mean, I picked up Amir Abdullah. Like, that was...
Right.
And it was gross. Like, I almost wanted to just hold on to Geis and see if I could win it for him. You know what I mean, though? Like,
do you feel like you get more value out of it if you hit a guy early now? You know what I mean? Like, I guess I do.
Yes.
I guess I kind of break it down to where I'm going to pay a little less for it each week because I'm getting more out of him. Or, you know what I mean? I guess that's how my head kind of works when I break it down.
You also have that you're going to need the money less and less as each and every week goes by. So
right, and then you're like, fine, I'll go ahead and spend $80 now on Kerwin Williams.
You
know, Kerwin Williams when I'm gonna get 3 games out of him at the end, but I might as well spend it now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna get a lot more value out of my 55 from Al, fingers crossed, hopefully. This league's also crazy. Like, I did not see James Conner picked up anywhere because he was literally drafted in every league, I believe.
Right, yeah, super deep rosters. Yeah.
So how long is Bell gone?
We don't know.
I know. What do you guys?
I feel like when you guys are listening right now, you're like, there he is. There's Bell.
No. Well, his agent came out and said he's not playing, right? His agent came out and said he's not playing week one. All of his teammates got really pissed off at him. Right. So like Ramon Foster came out and David Castro saying, you know, basically he said, what do you do? Here's a guy who doesn't give a damn. So I guess we'll treat him as such. I just hate it came to this. Ramon Foster's left guard said.
Yeah.
Like, totally pissed off that he's not there. He's making a boatload of money this year on the franchise tag and just not there to support his teammates. So they're going to run James Conner. You know what the interesting thing was? So let's say Conner does really well, Conner just knocks it out of the park. Would the Steelers be crazy enough to rescind the franchise tag and make him a free agent?
That would be awesome.
How crazy would that be?
Wouldn't you force Lev's hand first, though? Like, so if you rescind that, like, literally you get nothing out of it. If you want to take Conner as your guy and go forward, or say he does well the first couple of games and you're like, all right, let's ride this, we're doing good. Why would you then take that away from Lev? Force him to show up in November, force him to claim that money and lose all the money that he's got up to this point for doing it. Or, you know what I mean? And then trade him for something.
True. Yeah. I mean, I would think
I get the big F you like to him by doing that. Like, it would be funny, but it like, business wise, it doesn't make any sense to me. But we've seen these teams do crazier things. So look at Gruden.
So exactly right. I'm going to be honest with you guys, and I understand that I'm in an unpopular side of this, but I love that he's doing this. I think it's great for the players. I think that he should have got a contract by now. It's ridiculous that somebody of his talent has to go through two franchise tags after a rookie deal. I know he's still getting paid, but these are one-year deals, and the way he's used, how great he is. If he goes down, I mean, he does lose a lot of money in the future. Just, they should have paid the dude in the first place. It's their own fault. And you know it had to hurt seeing Gurley get paid just a few days later. I mean, you feel that. He's a human being. Like it or not, that's a ton of money to us, but it's still his career, his liability, and like it or not, his pride.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Like, you see all these players break records for guaranteed money. You see all these – I mean, OBJ, Aaron Rodgers. Even on defense, guys are getting paid, right? And it's just – he's been the best running back in the league for the last couple of years and just not getting anything. It's just totally demoralizing, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's awful for us as fantasy owners and whatnot, but I've been saying pay the dude the whole time. He deserves to be paid however he wants to be paid.
So let me ask you this, actually, in terms of being a fantasy owner. So, Two Drink, let me ask you this one. If you're a dynasty owner of Lev Bell, are you actually okay with this? Obviously, you want him on your roster, but let's say he sits out like 5 weeks and you already have James Conner. Like, are you okay with him not taking that punishment for those five games? And like, he comes back fresh as a daisy and ready to go for his next big contract. Are you cool with that?
I mean, if you got both, then I guess – I mean, it still sucks not to have Lev out there. Like, he's totally a weak winner by himself, but Conner's looked all right. And we've kind of expected Conner to be okay coming in. So I don't mind it. You know, this is like kind of the reverse of like getting the Freeman and Tevin Coleman, or like maybe buying McKinnon last year with Cook and getting that other piece. Like you're doing that to probably see Bell move on. And now you're stoked. You have two startable running back pieces. So again, it sucks to miss Lev, but if you're already sitting on Connor too, then you're like, all right, like he should come back and just tear it up. Right.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. He definitely should when he gets back.
I still want Lev week one. It's not going to happen.
I know. It sucks. It's not going to happen.
So hypothetical situation, if it was a worst case, and let's say Le'Veon Bell is suspended for 10 games, and how do you feel about whoever just took him with the 8th pick in your draft now?
I mean, it's totally brutal, right? You lose a first round. It's like someone going on injured reserve. Just lost that first round pick. And I mean, obviously that guy doesn't have the hindsight right now to pick up James Conner early, but like, yeah, I mean, if he doesn't get James Conner, the Lev Bell owner, he's absolutely screwed.
Yeah. Absolutely screwed. So I think it's early. I couldn't have grabbed him there. I would have grabbed Leonard Fournette, Melvin Gordon, like you. I'd rather have your Melvin Gordon today.
Oh, I agree. Sure. Yeah, I think he went super early. God, so many running backs are gone in this damn draft. I hate this league. We're in the third round. We're pick 37, and Alex Collins, Lamar Miller are gone. Like, there's so many running backs.
That's okay. You don't want those guys anyway. Yeah, you don't want those. Go get Royce Freeman or something.
He's gone. Freeman's gone. Oh,
my gosh. No, yeah. I'm in, Bum. How about Kerryon Johnson?
I don't want Kerryon in the third round.
Too early.
The fourth round. I don't want the fourth round.
Fourth is the earliest I've taken.
So I approached the Lev Bell owner in the league after picking up Connor. Instead of taking a kicker in that draft, I took Connor at the end.
Nice.
And I've already tried to flip him to the Lev Bell owner with no response other than I'm going to roll with my guys. After today's news, I resend the exact same offer. Still waiting to hear back. I then texted him and said, or I'd be willing to listen to offers to get Lev back.
Can we hear the offer?
My offer was Connor and Demaryius Thomas for Diggs.
Demaryius Thomas for Diggs.
To the Lev owner.
Yeah. If the Lev owner is desperate, man, I think you have to do that. Like, if you're that desperate for running backs, I think that's the move you got to make. Like, I know Diggs is such a great young player. But one, he's never healthy, right? He's never played a full season since high school. So he's going to miss some games. I'm a big fan of Demaryius Thomas myself. And I think Connor is going to be able to, you know, fill that void for a couple weeks at least. Like, I think you may have to do that.
I mean, I'm trying to do that.
I'm just saying, if I'm the owner, if I'm the Levba owner, I need to do that, make that move.
All right. What about, would you be willing to give up some pieces if you felt like you had good depth to go get Lev now? What are you willing to pay right now for Lev? If, like, I mean, my top two running backs in this league are Melvin Gordon and Dalvin Cook. Those are my first and second round picks.
That's pretty nice. Are you
willing to give up one of those guys, right? You already said, nah. Swags, you take out Melvin Gordon right now. Would either one of you give up Dalvin to go get Lev right up now? And, like, I have Connor.
Is okay? Redraft or Dynasty?
It's redraft. It's a half-point PPR. No,
I'm not in.
Oh, redraft? No. Redraft, I would hold on to both those guys. If this was Dynasty, I'd do it, I think.
If there's something like a couple pieces where you're putting, like, a – say Lynch, Alfred Morris, and Chris Thompson. Like, the other team's just going to look at you like you're crazy. They're going to sit on Lev, or is that enough pieces?
I mean, it's depleting, all your depth running backs, though. And then you've just got Dalvin and Melvin. And you have a dude that might play week 10. I'll tell you what, dude, by week 11, when you're playing week 11, you already might know if you're going to the playoffs or not. And I know that's the worst case, but that's how I have to look at it today. This, I mean, is crazy that it's how it's coming out. I need a contract or bell at camp for me to invest much at all in him. He's almost a worthless asset in redraft until we know what's going on. This is crazy. We've never seen something quite like this before with somebody that good.
Yeah, it's wild. Totally wild. All right, before we get into talking about the Seattle Seahawks and some other injury news, let's hear about SquadQL.
Do you want an unfair advantage to dominate your fantasy football league? Well, look no further than SquadQL, the only mobile app you need to crush your friends and rivals. SquadQL recommends the best starting lineup for each week based on your starters, bench players, and free agent pool. Plus, SquadQL provides recommendations on waivers and trades. So go to SquadQL.com and download SquadQL, or find it in the App Store for free. SquadQL is brought to you by the creators of RotoQL, the leading daily fantasy optimizer, trusted by over 100,000 DFS players. So you know it's good. Guys, go get SquadQL.
Hell yeah, you're crazy if you don't do that. You think it's funny?
I bear my nose, sorry.
He thinks everything's funny.
I do.
He thinks everything's funny. It's great, though. That's what makes good podcasting, is when you just have laughter.
Half-drunk laughter in the background. Don't mind me, guys. Let's go.
let's go to Seattle. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. Tons of news coming out of Seattle. So Doug Baldwin practicing in full after that big-time knee issue here in the preseason. How y'all feeling about Baldwin right now going to week one to play in Denver? Hit me up, Swags.
The Baldwin guy.
Yeah, I'm not the Baldwin guy, but it can't be that bad if he plays. I'm guessing we have a lot of weeks where we're scared and he's not at practice and you can't quite put him on your IR and he's questionable. Maybe some weeks worse, and then he ends up suiting up. And I think as long as he's on the field, he's going to try to play hard.
What about you two, Drink?
Borderline wide receiver one. Yep. I'm all totally in. Agree. There's not much else there. I do not buy Lockett or as much as I love Brandon Marshall. Let's stop it. It's Baldwin show all day long, and I don't. And it's
so you think he's a top 12 wide receiver?
A borderline. Yeah, he's in that 12, probably 14 range, something like that.
I think there might be a little regression. When I said not worried, like, I'm not super worried, but I can also think of probably 18 wide receivers I'll take in front of him easy.
Ooh. For week one or overall?
Both.
Wow. So give me like a surprising name you have ahead of Doug Baldwin.
I'll start Corey Davis in front of Baldwin. I'll start Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson. I mean, you name it. Anybody that hasn't shown up on the injury report and said that I'm not playing at 100% all year long, I'll start in front of Doug Baldwin. Honestly, I mean, why not? Give me Cooks.
I mean, I understand.
Hilton. Give me Marvin Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I think for week one, I think you're dead on with a couple of those guys. Like Brandon Cooks, I love this matchup for him against Oakland, who is like a bunch of slow-ass corners out there. Like he's going to run by him about three or four times. I think he can have a monster blow-up game. The A-Rob thing scares me. Like, I know Green Bay's secondary has been so bad lately, but they made such an investment again this offseason to some good players. So I'm not sure about
Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, my God. Now you're digging. Now you're digging deep.
Give me Emmanuel Sanders over Demaryius Thomas all year long.
This is such preseason hype.
Right?
Such preseason hype. He looked great. Don't get me wrong. Like, Swag, he looked really good in the preseason. But, you know, DT's seen 140 targets every year the last 5 years. Every year. Like, Manny can't do that. I don't think Manny is built for that.
I could be wrong. Made people talk about Adam Thielen more than they talked about Diggs.
And Diggs was also hurt too, a part of that. But
you know what I'm saying at the same time. Like,
I do.
And just the fact that he's throwing to Sanders more. I mean, you can say it's just preseason, but with that said, I mean, it's just preseason for Demaryius Thomas too. And if that's where he's looking, like, you got to wonder.
Swags, you want your Emmanuel Sanders and my Doug Baldwin this week? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Ooh. So what's the wager? Like a six pack of beer? Like what is the winning here?
A couple of bells shipped my way.
Dude, I got it all boxed up. There's even a mixer in the box. No, I boxed it up tonight. I'll Mrs. Swags call you. No, you've never heard that it's all boxed up. I work in progression.
I'm getting the bells either way, Steve, so it's still a win.
All right, so another guy who's back at practice for Seattle, Rashad Penny. Now with that hand, he had that big issue. He's good to go. Obviously, the backup role here for Chris Carson. So, Tudrink, when do you think, or do you think, Rashad Penny takes over for that job from Chris Carson?
I'm hoping he sees a decent amount of carries here the first few weeks, but I'm going to say by like week four, it's probably close to a 50-50 split. And right after that, Penny will start to eat a little bit more. I don't think it takes long. I really don't.
What about you, Swags?
I kind of agree. Carson's looked really good, though. I think Carson's going to be around as long as he's healthy. I don't love it. I like Penny for the long run in Dynasty, but Carson, I think, looks like the one to own in redraft.
Yeah, I think I totally agree on that one. Carson, I think, is it's sad to say, like, clear-cut starter, which is weird. We never would have said that 3 months ago.
Dude, I think he was so hungry to get, once he started getting healthy and they had another running back drafted, mm-hmm. or he even heard noise of it, I think he got to work, which is awesome. Good for him, you know. You would have never thought it, you know. I like Penny as the talent better, but way to go, Chris Carson.
If you had to flex somebody, you're in bad shape, would you play Chris Carson or Sony Michel this week? Both. Like, we expect both guys to at least be on the field.
Yeah, I might take the upside of Sony. Like, I love Sony Michel as a talent. I just think that Denver defense is poised to be like the Denver defense from a couple years ago. With that improved pass rush with Chubb, like, I think they're going to be ferocious up front. I really do. What about you, Spikes?
Yeah, it's hard for me to start Connor or
Carson. Too many damn C's tonight, man. All the C's all over the place.
No, I have Connor. But it's Connor too, though. You know, is Connor safer than Michelle this week?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. So,
yeah. But James Connor's like a top five running back.
The question was Penny or Michelle? You tried to skip me. Swags.
Which one?
Penny or Michelle? Give me one this week. I got
Michelle, easy.
Yeah. And over Cohen.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally.
SFB. Sure. It's crazy.
You'll feel it. I love it. So one last note about the Seahawks. Earl Thomas is back at practice. Word was Dallas upped their offer to a second round draft pick in order to trade for Earl Thomas, but Seattle said no, go F off. So Earl Thomas is back at practice and looks like he's going to start week one. Obviously, they need him in that secondary with a ton of new players there and no Cam Chancellor. Let's now talk about another guy, but he's going to be playing on Thursday night. Jay Ajayi. So he is not listed on the week one injury report. He's going to play Thursday night against the Falcons. So Swags, hit me up about Jay Ajayi. Like, is he a locked in top 15 running back for you this week?
Man, you are asking the wrong guy. He's not my favorite, but I think the guys that drafted him are in a situation where that's the guy you're starting, you know? I don't think it's Clement this week or Josh Adams. I think it's Jay Ajayi. They'll probably run it a lot, especially, I mean, they still don't have Wentz back. And yeah, I think you can start him.
All right. What about you two, Drew? Feeling Jay Ajayi this week?
I'm going to pass on Ajayi. And if you make me pick one, I'll take Clement this week. I think it does.
Wow.
I think it does line up to be a little bit more him. I mean, I guess if you want to play safe and it's Foles, who hasn't looked good this preseason, they're just going to turn around and hand it to Ajayi 20 times, I could get. But I think if that offense wants to move the ball, it's with Clement and a little bit more, you know, RPO or some play action getting in space. No, yep. Alshon there. Like, they're looking for guys to make plays. I know Philly has a great offensive line, but still, I think for Foles to be successful, we need a guy more like Clement in there.
Yeah. No, I think so. I mean, we saw Corey Clement, you know, do a lot of work in the playoffs. My worry is, like, what about Darren Sproles? Like, that dude just doesn't die. He is the
true.
Just never is gone. I mean, he's fully healthy finally, coming off that big injury last year. And he was the guy on the third down, passing down work before he got hurt. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens Thursday if he gets some love from the coaching staff. He's not just, like, returning punts. Really, really interesting.
Well, and Sproles is like, I'll try to find the number, but I would say like a couple hundred yards away from moving up on the all-purpose yardage, like all-time list. So that's maybe not a bad take there. I kind of like that one. Maybe they force feed him early to kind of make sure he gets it before he breaks down. Make sure he kind of gets that kind of way he came back. So maybe it boils down to not feeling great about any of them, if you kind of listen there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Could be the case for sure. Could be the
I'm
case
just
for
waiting for Josh Adams. I think time. The Falcons. Then I think it's going to be nice.
Who? Yeah. Oh, didn't he make the practice squad? Didn't they return to the practice squad there?
Yes. So. Yeah. So he's not on the active roster yet.
At least they tried to sneak him to stay there, but yeah, it's not Adams.
Nope. No, not at all. That's not what I was saying.
No, gotcha.
All right. So let's now move to Washington real quick. So. Confirm that Adrian Peterson is going to start week one against the Cardinals. So let me ask you real quick, Adrian Peterson or Jay Ajayi? Let's go with Swags.
Man, oh. I'll take AP.
Wow. I feel shocked you said that. I also agree.
I do too.
That's like, who do you hate more?
I'm totally out on Jay Ajayi this year. I just don't like him at all. I know the offensive line's awesome, but I'd rather have AP for week one for sure. Last thing about Washington, and take this with a grain of salt, Jay Gruden says that Jordan Reed's in great shape and he's going to play. How long into week one until Jordan Reed like breaks a foot to drink? How long is he going to last?
You're always in great shape until you're injured. So, I mean, let's go over under at 9 games this year. Watch out.
Wow. Okay.
Watch out. Okay.
I like
All right, what about you, Swags?
I'm going to take 14 games.
Ooh!
He's like a top 5 tight end. Under. That's his top 5 tight end.
Under on 14.
I'll take under on 14 also.
You said the bar, bro. Like, I thought 9 was a little bold. This is just over a half. It's so sad.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah,
I have enough reach shares. Yeah, 14 is going to rock. Like,
yeah.
If it happens, yeah.
And, yeah, me and Steve took under.
Yeah, that's
He's
for
been
sure.
working
that's
out with Chad Ochocinco.
Stop.
Perfect.
Just stop. All right. So before we get into our week one tough call segment, let's talk a little bit about GT bets.
Yeah, we all stretched out now, super flexible. Everyone needs to go check out gtbets.eu. While you're there, I want you to use the promo code SUPERFLEX. GT Bets is going to match your first deposit up to $500 cash money. You need more money after that? They're going to match the next deposit up to 50%. Since GT Bets is now entering their 8th NFL season, they're also going to give you your favorite team. You get an extra half a point for two teams through all the different sports for the entire season. They also are giving weekly and monthly bonuses on casino games and horse racing. Literally, this thing has every sport imaginable on there. Go to gtbets.eu, promo code Superflex, make some money.
That's right.
Steve, Steve, before we get too far, buddy, how's that draft looking, dude?
Yeah, how's the draft?
Oh, I will read through my team right now. We are through round seven right now. So my squad so far, Tom Brady, T.Y. Hilton, David Johnson, Melvin Gordon, Zach Ertz, and Rex Burkhead.
Nice.
Not too shabby. So a ton of receiver depth left, tons of receivers, like Marvin Jones on the board, Marquise Goodwin, Brandon Cooks. So I'm feeling definitely okay about receivers still. Running backs are flying off the board right now.
Did you take Rex Burkhead over Kerryon Johnson?
Damn right I did. Damn right I did.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So, Ags, when are you going to feel comfortable starting Kerryon Johnson? What point are you like, yep, here it is?
We actually talked about that on the Rookie Fever last night, and you would be surprised. I was on the wait list with Kerryon Johnson, and Fanero was on the start list.
You can't play him this week. You can't. Like, he hasn't even been with the first team.
No, yeah. So
only needs a couple snaps, apparently. Fanero's one crazy dude.
Dude, that's insane. Like, if you're in any type of format right now, you cannot start Kerryon Johnson.
Oh, I have formats where I'll have to. You know what I mean? Like, I do have dynasty teams where they're deep enough or whatever my bad situation was, that's the next best option. So I do have teams where it will happen, but it's not. Dude, Steve, I feel the same way about Rex Burkhead.
Really? So you're that much about the Sony Michel?
Oh, yeah. And it's not even just that you took him and I'm trying to come at you, but I mean, I've seen a lot of Rex Burkhead questions today, and I'm like, why do you own him?
So that whole thing last year when he was like a top 12 running back for the last half the year, like that was just an aberration. You don't feel like that's going to have any type of value at all going for this year.
I just don't really like him.
I think
it's going to be a lot of Michelle. I think it's going to be hard to keep him off the field once it gets going. I think that Burkhead's one of those situational backs that, I mean, people just kind of buy into. I liked Deion Lewis there more than Burkhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair, just, man.
I don't know.
Totally, I think Rex has got a couple weeks, especially early on, before Sony really gets the full workload that I think we're anticipating. I think Rex is going to have a couple very solid, RB2 weeks.
Easy. That's right. I totally agree, and I'm going to take Sony Michel probably in round 10, so I'll be covered. It's all good. So let's talk about some week one tough calls. This is based on Fantasy Pros consensus rankings right now. So we're going to go position by position, picking out a player that, you probably drafted to be your starter at that spot. But, this week, their matchup's not exactly great week one. So we're going to start off with my boy, starting off in the first guy, at quarterback, Andrew Luck, currently the 11th quarterback, according to Fantasy Pros, playing at home versus the Bengals. So got a couple players here I want to get your thought to, Drink. Would you start this week, Andrew Luck or Andy Dalton against those Colts? We'll start with that one. Andrew Luck or Andy Dalton against the Colts.
I wanted you to keep going on that sheet.
We'll knock them out one at a time.
Man, I feel like you just want me to pick Andrew Luck here. I know the Red Rifle is the kind of the streamer flavor of week one. Mm-hmm. Going against Indy. I feel like Luck kind of just barely outdoes it. I think Luck has to throw more, where we see a better game from Mix and then necessarily Dalton in this one.
Okay.
So if you're going to make me choose between those two and I hate you for it, I'm taking Luck.
What about you, Swags? Luck or Andy Dalton?
I'll start that fancy stream of the week.
Yep.
Yeah.
I meant Dalton,
not Swags Luck. Is getting that ice cream. Yep. Flavortown. Flavortown population, you, bro.
Yep.
Andy Dalton.
Love it. Go Gingers.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Sticking to your kind. I believe you're a ginger.
I'm a big fan of Andy Dalton this week. Actually, he's going to be my FanDuel quarterback, I think, for most of my lineups. That being said, Andrew Luck first game back at home in the dome. I'm taking Andrew Luck. I don't think it's going to be that massive of a difference in terms of points, but you draft him for a reason. Even if he's your low end starter, I'm taking Andrew Luck in that one. One more choice here. So we'll start with Swags this time. Andrew Luck or Jared Goff against the Raiders?
I'll take Goff.
Yep.
I guess that's an agreement from you two, Drink.
Was that not clear?
I think it was pretty clear.
Even if you think Gurley's going to get a bunch, which he probably does, I don't buy Oakland's defense at all. I like this, even thinking Khalil Mack would be on the opposite side of Goff there in a Raider uniform. So now that he's not, holy crap, what's to stop that offense? I know it's Monday night, which is kind of nice, even if it's the late game for us East Coasters. But I will gladly take some Goff, probably over quite a few people.
Yeah, I think Goff's a great bet this week. Again, I'm always worried about his volume just because they work that play clock down to the bone all the time to try to get the best play possible. But I think he has the potential for like a 354 touchdown game. I really think there's a chance for that for
Goff. That would be very nice.
Yeah, I don't think Luck has that potential this week. So I would take Jared Goff, actually. Shocking, I know.
That is a little shocking.
Yeah, I would actually
take Jared Goff. Feels good, though, Steve. It feels good.
I think the Raiders' defense, like you said, to drink total trash. Like I think they're garbage with the weapons. Like I just think Goff is in a really good spot here.
Any worry it gets like just out of hand early, and they're like, "All right, here you go, Gurley." Like there's no reason. It's 21-0 in the first, top of the second quarter. Like here you go.
I think at that point you're still throwing. You still want to make things happen. So the question is how are they going to get there? How are they going to get that 21-0?
Sure.
If Goff goes, 14 for 17 for 180 and 3 touchdowns, I think you're okay with that.
Then you're fine. Yep. True. You're
totally fine. Right. So I'm still cool with Goff, I think, in that call. Let's move now to running back. So starter for the Browns, Carlos Hyde. God damn, Marvin Jones just went. I need a wide receiver. Sorry. We're going to go right in the middle between drafting and
get your
who else is there? Who else is there?
All right, left to wide receiver. So we've got Jamison Crowder, Robbie Anderson, Crabtree, Funchess, Will Fuller, Sammy Watkins.
I got gross.
Get Funchess. Get Funchess or Sammy.
I think I'm going to go, God, Funchess sucks, but I'm going to go Funchess.
Wait.
Funchess is the Funchess man, dude.
Sucks. Funchess sucks, but I'm taking Funchess. Like,
we're going to go Crabby. It's half point PPR. I might go Crabby.
Goodness, no. Goodness.
Wide receiver one in Baltimore.
It's redraft, total redraft.
So is Funchess.
But it's more gross.
Yeah.
Crabtree's in a new offense.
I'm taking Crabby.
Don't do I like it, Steve.
It's already done.
It's done.
Never talking to you again.
I figured that.
This is going to be a difficult show.
End the podcast now. It's over. It's just roll credits.
Steve's I will like, be yes. the medium. Swags can only talk to me. I like it.
I love it. All right, so Carlos Hyde. So choices here. Carlos Hyde, when you start Carlos Hyde, obviously I think I know the answer for this one, so we're going to skip Rex Burkhead. Carlos Hyde or Jamal Williams? We'll start with two drink.
I'll take Jamal there, but even though you eliminated him, I think I might still take Burkhead. But between the ones you said, give me Jamal.
Okay, so Swag, same question. So Carlos Hyde or Jamal Williams?
I'll take Hyde, as gross as it's. I don't think I've ever said Hyde to anybody like that before.
Really? But, I like Carlos Hyde, man. I think he's in a good spot. Take Hyde. I think that Steeler run defense is repug. So I'm actually a big fan of Carlos Hyde this week. So I'll ask you now as well. Let's go Carlos Hyde or Rex Burkhead to you. Well, you said, right, to drink, you said Burkhead over Carlos Hyde, right?
Yep.
Okay, what about Peyton Barber against the Saints?
Barber is fourth on that list to me.
Okay.
I don't want any part of that Saints defense and what Fitzmagic over there pass.
Mm-hmm. I would probably go Hyde, Jamal Williams, and then even your boy Burkhead before Barber.
You got Peyton fourth too, yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
I don't like that play. I don't like that play this week.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Tampa running game in general. So, no. But I totally agree.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of anybody in Tampa this week? I mean, if you drafted Mike Evans, you probably got to play it. But like DFS play, you're not rolling Evans out.
To be a bit contrarian, I think you can play Evans if you're like game stacking. I kind of like Breeze, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans. I think that will be really low owned.
True.
Or you can go. Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, it's contrarian. Like Mike Evans is going to be really low owned.
I hate to be honest with you, but I'm starting OJ Howard all over the place.
Oh God, why?
He's it's like OJ at least, or has in the past.
Yeah, he's
like
my tight end.
Throw into his because that's your tight end.
I mean, what's your other option there instead of OJ Howard?
Most cases, I don't have one. You know, I could pick up guys like Goddard or Gesicki or some rookies or something like that. I believe in OJ Howard. It might not be the best week to start him, but yeah, it's what I have, and probably not streaming. Going to see what happens.
Okay.
Anybody got guts to roll Goddard out tomorrow?
Can't do it. No way.
What do you do for me if I do it?
I know you got some Goddard. I got Goddard in like a couple like two tight end premium leagues.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to have to roll that out because I had like Hayden Hurst and you know Mark Andrews as what I was hoping to fill to my second tight end slot, and then Goddard. So I don't have much of a choice, but I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it is. Especially I think we might feel comfortable doing that by, yeah, I don't think it's that crazy, but.
He doesn't like it. He's just sitting over there.
He knows what you mean. Steve knows what you mean.
I do know. Like, I get that they're going to probably play two tight ends like 45% of the time.
And no, Alshon week one's got to make, I mean, it's at least got to tilt it a little bit to him too, or at least feeling better.
You would think. I mean, Ertz could see like 12 targets. Between Ertz and Aguilar, I think that's like 20, between 20 and 22 targets this game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Goddard can get like 5 for 60 in a touchdown potentially. So yeah, there's some upside there. I agree. It could happen. So speaking about the Eagles, let's talk about Nelson Aguilar for a second. So Aguilar as I guess the de facto number one in Philly, or Cooper Kupp. Let's start with Swags.
I'll take Cooper Kupp. Just hope that he maintains some of the volume that he had last year. Maybe he gets some red zone looks. And again, I mean, we already talked about that matchup. So, yeah, I'll take Cooper Kupp.
Okay, I'll let you two drink.
I actually have this dilemma. And I have Goff as my quarterback in this league. And as much as I talked up the Rams earlier, and I love some Kupp, I currently have Aguilar in. I think just as like you said, the de facto number one, at least these first couple of weeks without Alshon, even against a good Atlanta defense and secondary, you said 22 targets between Ertz and Aguilar. So if you're going to give me eight plus targets to Aguilar, I feel like volume alone, I kind of have to make that play. Cooper might have 5 or 6 targets and might be very efficient with them, but it's still a numbers game.
Mike Wallace will take some targets. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a huge factor, sure. And I'm not telling you to start him, but I mean, I think he's going to get 6 to 8 targets.
Yeah. I mean, that's the case. That could certainly be the case. A couple deep shots, you know, maybe a quick slant here or there. So, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm overblowing the target share for Ertz. Maybe it's, you know, 8 each. Well,
if Mike Wallace is going to get that 6-plus targets, is that somebody you look to sneak into a DraftKings or FanDuel lineup? So you can load up somewhere else. Probably so you're just not willing cheap. To make that. Minimum. There's a couple guys, you know, deeper like that. But Steve, is that how you play? Like studs and then sneak a you know, super cheap in there? Or do you kind of play more middle of the road?
Well, the good news is like with week one pricing, because it went out so early.
Right.
There's a bunch of guys super cheap. Like James Conner just stole Kolak this week. He's only 5K on FanDuel. I can find where Mike Wallace is right now.
And you have to play that on James Conner at so low so you can do everything else, regardless that he's going to be on 80% of lineups, right? Like, you just can't go contrarian there on that because of the value.
Yeah, and I can't find
Mike Wallace. Which just sucks, because then you literally just take that pick out, like,
for
everybody.
Yeah, let me find a Thursday night slate to find Mike Wallace. But I'm sure he's probably pretty cheap.
Yeah, he's got to be minimum, I would guess.
He's got to be close to minimum. I mean, another minimum guy that I really like this week is Keelan Cole. Like, he's stone cold minimum right now against the Giants, and that and Eli Apple. Like, I can just see it now. Keelan Cole sprinting by Eli Apple by about 5 yards, scoring a touchdown. But yeah, let's get back to another guy that we may pick over Nelson Agholor, or maybe not. So, two drink, Nelson Agholor or Josh Gordon this week?
Ooh. Agholor. Stop it.
Yeah.
Swag's thinking.
No, I can't start Gordon this week.
Okay. I'm gonna have to see it for a while before you get me to pick Josh Gordon over a lot of people.
Over anybody. I mean, would you start Gordon over Callaway?
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty tough week one, and Callaway's the starter. You don't know when Gordon's going to come in.
That's probably one of those ones where, you know, it's – I think Callaway and Gordon probably split pretty even in that spot there.
Totally.
But, man, you guys know I don't like I don't like Gordon, and not like Callaway's not a super knucklehead. But if it's even like that, give me – it's a homer pick, but give me Callaway.
All right. All right, I feel you. I'll definitely take Nelson Agholor. Callaway, I think Callaway over to Gordon for at least week one.
Ooh.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
it just feels a little safer.
It does. If you have to start, you know, Antonio Callaway and as like a flex, a deeper flex, I'd be okay with that. I mean, Pittsburgh's pass defense is not good.
I'm ready for that hate. Somebody come at me.
It could be one of those situations, though, where
not on Sunday.
If Cleveland's doing okay – I think that maybe they keep Gordon out as long as they can, just because he's been gone so long. I don't think they loved it. They were looking for wide receivers a little bit. So I think if Callaway and Landry and Njoku and everybody do well, I think you might just see a little bit of Gordon.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. Get ease him back in week one, then kind of turn it on after that. I could totally see that. So next name on the list, Nelson Agholor or Kenny Stills. Let's start with two drink on this one.
I'm going to go Agholor, even though I don't mind the Stills play this week. And I believe him to be the Dolphins wide receiver one to own. I feel safer with the targets, I believe, Agholor to get. Even if it's to get a little better defense in Atlanta. Give me Agholor.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae Parker's not playing too. He's been confirmed out for week one already. So
that doesn't even matter.
I'll root for your crappy team, dude. I'll take Stills.
Love it.
I don't want it. Don't. I don't want your pity. Steve, where are you going?
This is a tough one for me. I actually like Kenny Stills a lot. I think even though the Tennessee defense is going to be improved in the secondary with Malcolm Butler back there. You know, I think still will get enough target share to really make a difference. So I'm kind of a fan of him in this spot. They're real close though. I'll take Stills just for the deep play upside. Last name here. This is an interesting one too. Nelson Agholor or Marquise Goodwin. We'll start with Swags.
I'll take Goodwin.
Okay.
And man, I don't want to totally get on board the 49ers hype train or the Goodwin hype train, but I mean, he did pretty well last year and he's been one of Jimmy G's targets. But man, it's one of those players like I wouldn't normally say, but I feel like Goodwin's a pretty safe choice for a wide receiver two or your third option on your team, you know? Like, yeah, I don't hate Goodwin.
Okay. What about you two, Trent?
No chance. Give me Agholor. I think Goodwin is a guy I'm going to stay away from this week. In Minnesota, against that secondary, that Minnesota stadium is going to be rocking. And the 49ers aren't going to score 17 points, so pass.
Wow. Okay. Jimmy G, is like,
it wrong, but shut it down. Like, sorry, Steve, is it wrong that I just don't even care what the matchups are that much this week? And I'm not saying I don't look at them. I do stream defenses. I do it more that way. But for week one, I just want to see what's going to happen, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally fair. Like, start your best players, start the guys you drafted highest, and see what happens.
Shanahan can have an awesome game plan and come out and rip apart any defense. So, like, I totally get that's in the realm of possibility. I'm going to take a top, you know, three defense at home, you know, getting ready to rock. I don't know. That's almost easy for me.
No, yeah, and I don't hate it. I get it, especially when you talk about the Vikings and the fans, and you're like, oh, yeah. But, man, yeah, I don't know. Just don't love Aguilar like some people do.
Yeah, I think it's fair. I mean, we've seen him struggle on the outside. Like, he has not been a good outside receiver for the
Give me Tyler Lockett.
Oh, that's not go crazy.
But, Steve, who would you take, Goodwin or...
This week, the other guy. the random that we put up there. I'll take Aguilar just slightly. I think Goodwin's a really good player. I think he's turned himself into a good receiver. It's going to be interesting because Xavier Rhodes is a bigger corner to see exactly if Goodwin can use his speed and quickness to get by him. I'll be really intrigued by that matchup if he actually shadows Goodwin or if it's just a side to side thing. And he might play on Garcon a little bit too. But I will take Aguilar by the slimmest of margins.
I think Swag said Goodwin because he forgot who the other guy was.
Could be. That might be it.
Aguilar?
There you go.
You got it.
No, I know the other guy.
Okay. Just double check. So before we get into our super flex trades here, let's just talk about where you can find us to get to those trades. So obviously use that hashtag superflex. Tag us at Superflex Trades, at Superflex Pod. Definitely hit us each up on Twitter. Of course, again, I am at The Real Halupka. Swag is at DFF_swag. And then Two Drink is, God, your FL Two Drink minimum, right?
I try to make it as long as possible.
Yes, yes. Almost like when you put these Twitter handles in here for me to read, just completely screw me over.
I have a couple.
A super duper quick shout out to the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
That's right.
That's a good one.
Yep. Now whatever. $50
off. Join them.
All right. Let's go into some Superflex trades here from Master Drafter FB, a 32 team Superflex. So this is a wild league. Do we know if there were copies of players in this or just straight up one player?
I think it's just straight, dude. That's how do you do Superflex? Like, if we just trade everything and have two or three quarterbacks, like, you're running it.
Yeah.
When it says Superflex, and maybe you don't know this or not, but I mean, is there just that? Do they just mean there's that one quarterback that's like the OP, like the offensive position where you can start a quarterback or a running back or a wide receiver? Or is there literally like Superflex quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, Superflex, typically you can play, you know, any position in that Superflex spot. But
you're still saying like, but you also have a regular starting quarterback spot.
Right. Like, I would take it as a quarterback?
I don't know that, but I would take it as a normal Superflex league where you have to start one and then you get a Superflex. This just happens to be crazy 32.
Yeah, that's wild. So the trade is Amari Cooper and Keelan Cole or Kareem Hunt. Let's start with Two Drink on this one.
It's hard because the 32 teams, like, I feel
that
like
depth is so nice,
right? It gives a lot of way to depth. And if Cole is literally going to be the wide receiver one in Jacksonville and maybe like a low end wide receiver two overall, like if he's getting those kind of numbers, that's how do you pass up on that? But then it's like, well, let me take Kareem Hunt and wreck 80% of my leagues at that one spot too. So I'm going to lean the two wide receivers, but I think it's just depth play at 32, feeling like it's a one copy league.
All right, what about you, Swags?
He's going Hunt.
I want to go Hunt, but I'm in a 32 team league, and man, it's so crazy how the value changes when you get somebody offering you like two players for any one that you feel like you might be able to start. Mm-hmm. And I mean, in a 16 team or under, even you're probably not starting Cole this week unless you're in an emergency situation. But in a 32 team, you'd be kind of giddy
Everybody
to get him.
Start him.
Yeah. So I might lean that route, you know, like it depends on, I want to see the scoring a little bit more. Gosh, I hate giving up a running back though and not getting one back. I wish that Keelan Cole could be even a cheap running back, but man, I'll take that Cooper and Cole side, and I don't even like Cole that much.
Okay. Okay. I think I would end up taking the Cooper and Cole side as well, just because again, it's that depth. It's that thing where you can just get players that you can plug into your lineup each and every week and get them to play. So I just totally screwed up this draft. James Connors went in the 12th round. Damn it.
How'd you let him go that far? He's going to be doing other things, Steve.
I was not paying attention. Because on the Yahoo list, he's like 220th.
Yeah. What are you, recording a podcast or something?
There's no way. Screw up the whole draft.
Did you get Michelle?
I did get Michelle.
Nice. Yeah.
Then you're fine.
That's nice.
But so Hunt actually wins that poll 60% to 40 on 230 votes.
Interesting. So
that's kind of also why I chose that one. Plus, I thought Swags would go RB.
But it's a tough situation to look at, you know. A lot of people, I mean, haven't been in a 32 team where you're really starting that many players. Very true. Like,
that's definitely outside of way outside of the norm.
You know? I mean, if Hunt goes down, you're really super screwed. If either one of those other two players goes down, you still have the other one. I mean, it's that serious. Like, you lose anything and you're starting somebody really crappy, you know? I mean, I'm trying to even think of an example. It's bad, though.
Yeah, I can imagine how crazy it is, that deep a league. I luckily have never been in one of those leagues, so.
You hold on to Paul Perkins and you just hope somebody signs him or even puts him on a practice squad. That's, I mean, how it gets, you know, seriously. Yeah. Those guys are owned still.
I can imagine. It's totally nuts. All right, so next question from Debanush at PPR Superflex. So DeAndre Hopkins or Stephon Diggs, a 2019 and 2020 first round pick. Let's start with Swags.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of picks.
Do it.
It's a lot of Hopkins, too.
So is Hopkins and what was the player with those picks?
Oh, Diggs, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'll take Nuck.
Ooh. All right. I think he meant Nuke. Yeah, Nuck.
No, it's Nuck. It's confirmed.
It's Nuck. I told you, nobody believes that. I don't even care that you looked it up.
It's not my fault you say it wrong. You can say it however you want.
Well, like a Nuck is something I put in my baby's mouth. Like, that's not
exactly. Good. You got right. It. His grandma named him. It's a nickname from his grandma.
Oh, my God. Anyway, go ahead.
Nuke it is. I want to take Diggs in that pick so bad. I am much higher on Diggs than both of you, as people heard a few weeks ago. But Nuke's at what, 2 overall for me? I think that's where he is for you too, Steve, right?
Mm-hmm. Right behind Odell.
Yep. Yeah. How do I get away from that? If I'm rebuilding, then I think I'll go ahead and take Diggs in the picks because I need to build off of that. But even me, I think I'm going to stay on Nuke Hopkins. Not so dumb, by the way.
Just what was that?
Nux are dumb.
You don't get to name the dude, man. I said,
it's coming from his grandma.
I do whatever. Yeah, she won't even know.
All the names that I've said wrong, and that you've got to own up to this one. It's Nuck.
It's Nuke. It's definitely not Thielen.
that's for damn sure. It's definitely not Thielen.
Like, if this is the case, then my daughter is going to be called Booger in high school and like on her jersey, like because that's what she's called by her grandpa.
That's hilarious.
That's like really like in a few years if she, I guess a lot of years, but like say she's playing volleyball in the back, like people are going to be like, hey, it's Booger.
I mean, it might not happen, dude, but you can dream.
Nuke it is.
Totally awesome. I'll take Hopkins also. Despite the slimmest of margins, I'll take Hopkins.
You can say Nuke. It's cool.
we know he's Nuke Hopkins. Like, it's just what it is. But I'll take him slightly. I mean, Diggs is moving up in my rankings just from watching him in the preseason.
It's close.
Yeah, and the two picks are really nice to have both those, but we don't know what that other roster looks like. And obviously, the guy getting Hopkins, his picks should not be as good in the first round going forward. So, yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I think I'm going to go Hopkins. All right, next one. So let's go at @ox_soda. Needs to promote one from his taxi squad to his active roster. Jordan
you guys
Wilkins.
See why I picked this one.
Yeah, Jordan Wilkins or Kerryon Johnson. I think you I know. I have go. An answer too. I have an answer too. We'll start with you two drink because we know Swag's answer on this one.
Well, we know Swag's answer and Kerryon Johnson, right? And yours is Jordan Wilkins.
No, I disagree.
Wow, really? You're gonna promote Kerryon Johnson?
Yep. I'm sitting on my bench for a while. Yeah.
All right. So you didn't want to start. Like you think it's gonna be a while before you can start Kerryon Johnson. Mm-hmm. But you're a big Wilkins guy. Why?
I'm a big Wilkins guy. I think Johnson's a better player than Jordan Wilkins.
Who do you feel comfortable starting week one? Like if I'm making you pick one.
Wilkins.
All right, week two. Like how far does that go before you think that tide's turned?
I'd say by week three, Kerryon's getting some runs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then I got you. That makes sense then.
Yeah.
Is it because you feel Mac will be back and then they just all kind of eat into each other? Or you don't like Mac, so...
No, I'm off on Mac. I just think Wilkins, that offensive line scared me to start the season off. I was not a big fan. I thought they'd be better, to be honest, in the preseason, but their running game was like garbage. I think Wilkins will do some work there, but I think Johnson will end up taking this job over really quickly from Blunt. And if I have to, you know, stick with one guy, I think it'll end up being, Kerryon. On my roster the entire season.
Interesting. Hmm. All right.
So I'm going to go the other way, actually. And here's my thing.
Wow.
So, but it's almost the exact opposite of everything you said. I just want to take it the exact opposite direction. Like, I want to promote Wilkins because I think his value is going to be now. And I think you can start him now feeling kind of comfortable, whereas I think that's going to go away and you're going to waste it all on your taxi. I'm going to trade him. And if I'm in a situation where I can have these players on my taxi squad versus starting them, I'll keep Kerryon on the taxi and move Wilkins up and try to get him into my starting lineup or someone else's while he has that value, because I don't think Kerryon's will go away. Just like Steve said, I think Kerryon's the better talent, and I think his time will come sooner than later, but I'm happy having him on my taxi for now and try to do something else with Wilkins. Maybe move Kerryon up in a week or two.
I like that. I like that, promoting Wilkins and then trading him after a game or before, just on value.
That's good strategy there, brother. Really good. I like it.
I like that one.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Thanks, man.
You got to get one every now and then, so.
I mean, I'll be honest. I put writing down right now 1 hour and 2 minutes, and I'm going to make a drop right there.
I mean, we have to mark it down and then just
we could be living. That's cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't mind keeping going either, but I didn't know we were already at an hour.
Yeah. Let's knock out this last one because I like Free Basin Mason. That's his name. Okay. So. All right, like so last one of the night from Free Basin Mason, a 12-team Superflex PPR dynasty. Got Ty God, Julio Jones, and Ted Ginn, or Cam Newton, Chris Thompson, and Josh Doxson. Let's start with two drink on this one.
So when I first saw this one, I wanted the Cam side, being Superflex. But I also put in there, I don't know if you guys saw this, but after I voted for the Cam side, I then went and looked down and saw that this owner put – that the side getting Tyrod, Julio Jones, and Ted Ginn also had or felt like they could lose some value in this trade, moving Cam, because they already have Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Trubisky, and Foles on that squad.
Mm.
And it's in a 12-team Superflex. So you got three solid, I'm going to say solid starters, or at least decent starters with upside there. Did you get enough for Cam? And Chris Thompson's a decent piece, and even Dotson's, I mean, that's kind of flaming, and we're kind of hoping it's happening there. But Tyrod and definitely Ginn are 1 years or less. I know you wanted Julio, but did you get enough there?
What do you think, Swags?
I mean, I'd have to, first of all, send you a message back and saying, sorry, Ginn's a deal breaker.
just don't want it.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
I'm going to change Ted Ginn to Mike Wallace for you. You'll feel better.
I'll take I'll take the quarterback side. I want Cam Newton.
All right.
Even already having Rodgers, Dak, and Trubisky, like plus
four. It's still early, dude. Those quarterbacks have more value. Okay. Especially if you're sitting that well, there's somebody that's kind of screwed.
Right.
That's a real good point. Yes. I mean, I think that being said, I think the Cam side is super important here. Because, I mean, you think about it, right? You've got two bona fide top 10, maybe top five quarterbacks there in Cam and Rodgers.
Yeah.
Where the rest, I mean, Dak's a big question mark. Trubisky's a big question mark. Foles, I mean, try to deal that guy as soon as you possibly can, hopefully before tomorrow. Like, just try to get any value you possibly can out of him. Just because, God, he might start one game. Yeah, he might start one game. He might start three games. Who knows? But, you know, try to get the most out of them all you can. So I love to have that complete safety with, you know, Cam and Rodgers on my squad just to make sure I'm ready to go and locked up at that position for the next few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So that's all we're going to talk about tonight. Obviously, hit us up on Twitter at Superflex Pod, at Superflex Trades. Two Drink, where can they find you besides at Superflex Trades?
At FL Two Drink Minimum.
That's what about. What about you, Swags?
I'm at DFF_swag.
Awesome. And I am at The Real Holupka, and we are out.
Week one. Good luck, everybody.
Week one. Traquan Smith over Aguilar, too. And Ginn. Stop all it. Those guys.
Hot take. Hot crazy take. With this.
Stop it.
You're crazy, man.
You can add Traquan and Ted Ginn.
No way. Ginn wouldn't help. Unfair.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know. It helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Palupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at DFF_Swag, and Two Drink, at FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and promise to tell a friend. And we will throw in all the other podcasts from the DFF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade Nation, Dynasty Warzone, Debbie Watch, Capology 101, the IDP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTFEU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.